286-8686.
Welcome to On to Perfection, the radio ministry of Resurrection Life Family Worship Center. I'm Trevor Banks, and I'm glad you've joined us for today's broadcast, and I trust you'll be blessed by the message.
That's an unbeatable duo. That's a tag team, faith and patience. So prayer in James chapter 5, real quickly, James chapter 5 and verse number 16. Confess your faults one to another and pray one for another that you may be healed. The effectual, fervent prayer of a righteous man availeth much. The effectual, fervent. That's why I said we can't pray dead prayers. Have a prayer depth, a prayer life. Effectual, fervent. There are times where you must press into God. You ain't feeling it. There are times you can press into God. I mean, you got to press. You got to put forth a little bit of extra effort. Not all the time. Because you'll find the more that you pray, the easier it is to enter. Amen. It's when you hadn't prayed in a long time. Seems like it, because your mind is all everywhere. But the more you pray, the easier it is to come right into His presence. Because you have a prayer life. See, God didn't stop yesterday. He's still there. He's just as eager, I believe, as you are for you to come into that fellowship, for Him to talk to you in the cool of the day. He would come down and talk to Adam every day in the cool of the day. He made a point of coming and talking and imparting. See, that first type of prayer was a conversation. It wasn't Adam. Adam didn't get on his knees. Adam didn't, build an altar. Adam walked and talked with God. But see, what was God doing? God was imparting to Adam in their relationship, in their conversation. Adam had no prior education. He had no background. He had no childhood. So every time God was talking to him, He was infusing him with His nature. And see, I believe that's what prayer is. As we pray, the more you spend in your prayer closet, the more you come out looking like Jesus. Talking like Jesus, walking like Jesus, acting like Jesus. Amen. So prayer, very important. Finally, prevailing. Prevailing. If you go with me to chapter 10, Daniel was one that prevailed in his domain, in his time, in his generation. Chapter 10. Verse 12, when the angel finally came and appeared unto Daniel, after Daniel had prayed and fasted and saw the visions and had the dreams, the angel came and then he said unto me, fear not, Daniel, for from the first day that you did set your heart to understand and to chasten yourself before thy God, your words were heard, and I am come for your words. I am come for your words. But the prince of the kingdom of Persia withstood me 1 and 20 days. But lo, Michael, one of the chief princes, came to help me, and I remained there with the kings of Persia. So there Daniel prevailed. That angel, because Daniel stayed firm, stayed the course, wasn't moved away from his purpose and his focus, because of that, he prevailed. The angel broke through. The angel said, Daniel, when you first started, your words were heard. We heard your words. Your words were drawing us, but there were principalities governing this region that fought with us 21 days. But because you stayed the course, you prevailed. What did he say? We are here. We are come for your words. In other words, we are here because of your words. Had your words changed, we might not be here. Had your testimony changed, we might not have broken through. Again, remember, man has authority in the earth. Not angels. Man does. God gave man dominion in the earth. So as Daniel stayed firm on his confession and on his faith and on his purpose, those angels broke through. I love that. Thy words were heard, and we are come for thy words. Fasting was involved, but he didn't say we come because you was fasting. We are come for your words. Amen. Look at verse, look at chapter 12, verse, no, chapter 11, verse 32. And such as do wickedly against the covenant shall he corrupt by flatteries. Talking about the Antichrist. But it says here, but the people that do know their God shall be strong and do exploits. And they that understand among the people shall instruct many. They that know their God shall be strong and do exploits or prevail. Grace is going to reign. It's going to prevail. Let's go to chapter 12, verse 3. And they that be wise shall shine as the brightness of the firmament. And they that turn many to righteousness as the stars forever and ever. They that be wise shall shine like the firmament. In other words, our destiny, our destination is that of prevailing. Amen. When all the smoke clears, all the dust settles, the church is going to be standing. Amen. The bride of Christ, ready for the groom. Amen. Amen. One last verse here in 2 Corinthians 2:14. 2 Corinthians 2 and 14. The word simply says, now thanks be unto God, which always causes us to triumph in Christ. Amen. And maketh manifest the savor of his knowledge by us in every place. Amen. Thanks be unto God, which always causes us to triumph. Amen. In Christ. We always triumph. Amen. We cannot be defeated. Huh? I said we cannot be defeated. We always triumph in Christ. And he makes manifest the savor of his knowledge by us in every place. Amen. Can I quickly give you these eight things just to write down to show you how God is going to open that portal wide for you? He's going to put your feet. You're not going to be on slippery. You're not going to be on ice. And you're going to be in a narrow place. God's going to broaden your boundaries. Amen. Come on. He's going to enlarge the place of your tent. Amen. Amen. He's going to increase everything around you. Amen. The first thing, if we go to 2 Peter, I'll do this quickly. 2 Peter and chapter 1, starting at verse 3. Let me just start reading it. I'll give you these eight quickly. According as his divine power hath given unto us all things that pertain unto life and godliness through the knowledge of him that hath called us to glory and virtue. Verse 4. Whereby are given unto us exceeding great and precious promises, that by these you might be partakers of the divine nature, having escaped the corruption that is in the world through lust. Verse 5. Now he says, and beside this, now I'm going to give you eight things here, and we're going to finish this series, Traveling in Spirit Dimensions. It's not some formula. It's not some theory. It's not trying to pray enough or trying to see something. It comes from being. Just simply walking in the Spirit. Daniel was in the Spirit. He refused to come out of the Spirit. And what he encountered just thrust him into deeper revelation of who God was, the understanding and perception of his protection, of his prosperity, of promotion, simply because he stood. So here's eight things right here in that same chapter. And beside this, giving all diligence, add to your faith virtue. Number one, faith. Having faith. Adding to your faith. Number two, virtue. Remember, they had purpose and they were pure. Adding to your faith, virtue. Number three, virtue. Adding to that, knowledge. Knowledge. Saints need to know some things. We don't need to be ignorant when it comes to spiritual phenomena, spiritual matters. We need understanding. We need to know. Number four, first there's faith, there's virtue, there's knowledge. Then number four is temperance. Add to knowledge, temperance. Temper yourself. Don't be overindulgent. Learn to govern your life with temperance. Amen? Let the fire burn, but let it be a controlled fire. Don't let it burn out of control. Unto temperance, add patience. In your patience, you possess your soul. Patience. You become a patient person, a whole lot of issues, a whole lot of turmoil, a whole lot of struggle automatically ceases because you're patient. You're trusting in God. You're waiting upon God. Unto patience, godliness. Godliness. Unto godliness, brotherly kindness. Brotherly kindness. That's filial. The brotherly love. I'm sorry, is it godliness? Unto patience, godliness. Is that right? Yeah, unto patience, godliness. And then unto godliness, brotherly kindness, which is filial. The brotherly love. And unto brotherly kindness, charity. Charity, which is agape. So brotherly love, but take it further to agape love. Brotherly love is having things common, having some things in common with someone. That's brotherly love. But agape is whether people have anything in common or not. You're going to love them right on. Now let me wind this up right here. The next verse says in verse 9, but he that lacks these things is blind and cannot see afar off, and has forgotten that he was purged from his old sins. Wherefore the rather, brethren, give diligence to make your calling and election sure. For if you do these things, you shall never fall. And verse 11, for so an entrance. We started by talking about the portal. When Jesus cried with a loud voice, the veil rent, the portal opened, the entrance.
Hi, this is Trevor Banks again, and I'd like to invite you to visit us this weekend at Resurrection Life Family Worship Center. Our service time is 11 o'clock a.m. Sunday morning. Come and join us for great music, anointed preaching, and warm fellowship. We're located just off US 1 at 405 Exoria Avenue in beautiful Fort Pierce, Florida. Thank you for listening to today's message. And for more information or more messages from On to Perfection, call toll free 1-877-TR-BANKS or visit our website at trbanks.com. And always remember, God will perfect that which concerns you.